I'm Sean McCormick, and this is Optimal Performance.
And let's dive into it. This is another episode of Three Free Hacks, a very short episode dedicated to sharing three free hacks for some sort of category of performance optimization. If you have been listening to this podcast for years and years, you'll know that most of my episodes of the 479 are one-hour interviews with experts, authors, doctors, researchers, thought leaders from around the world. But I figured, you know, it's nice to mix it up a little bit. So this episode is dedicated to eye health. Now, a little backstory before I jump into the three free hacks. I used to wear glasses in my late 20s and early 30s, and we all look at computers a lot of the day. If you're listening to this, you probably stare at the computer quite a lot. And what I was finding is that my eyes were getting really tired. You see, my right eye is farsighted, so it's blurry. It doesn't really work. It doesn't function at the same level as my left eye. So my left eye is constantly compensating. And so my eyes get really tired. So I went to the optometrist in my late 20s and got a prescription of glasses. I don't love glasses because they make, you know, they're just annoying, you know? They're annoying. They fog up sometimes. They slip off your nose. So I thought, well, what other things can I do to improve my eye health? And what I found around the age, I wore glasses from about 24 to about 31. And around the time I was about 31, I thought, let me just run an experiment and change my diet and change the way that I deal with artificial light. And that's when I started wearing blue blockers at night, the actual brand blue blockers. So I went keto and wore blue blockers in the evening time, and my vision improved. My eyes didn't get tired, and I haven't worn them since. But what I've found is that there are a couple of things. There's actually a whole bunch of things, so I'll probably do multiple episodes of these three free hacks for eye health. But I'll just give you three that I really love. So number one is light exposure. It's really good for us to get sunlight through our eyes. If you follow the work of Dr. Jack Cruz, or even, you know, Matt Maruca from Raw Optics, and, you know, there's some people on Twitter or X that I follow that really focus on circadian rhythm. Huberman has talked about this quite a lot as well. When you wake up in the morning and you get early morning sunlight in through your eyes, it establishes your circadian rhythm. And it activates your sort of waking and sleeping rhythm for the day. But what it also does is it activates your mitochondria. When you get sunlight in through your eyes, as you should, without sunglasses on, it actually helps your eyesight. It helps you activate mitochondria. And you could go deep into the rabbit hole with Dr. Cruz. He just did his second or maybe even his third appearance on Tetragrammaton, which is the Rick Rubin podcast, and Dr. Jack Cruz is phenomenal. But anyway, something very simple that you can do is have construction going on upstairs. I'm sure you can hear that. I'm living real life here, guys. I'm just going to keep rolling. Actually, I'll shut the door. So when you wake up in the morning and you get that early morning sunlight in your eyes, not only does it help you feel more alive, you know, feels like you don't really need coffee quite as early. It's also really good for your eyeballs. In the same breath, getting sunset, getting different photons in the evening time. I'm not going to be very scientific about this. I'm just going to give you the high notes. When you get sunlight from sunset in your eyes in the evening time, it also signals to your circadian rhythm to activate so that you can go to sleep when the sun goes down. And it's also really good for your eyes. This goes way back. I mean, we're talking about back to ancient Egypt, where, you know, there were people who were crouching on the beach with the balls of their feet in the sand and their palms showing to the light, where they would just do what's called sun gazing. Now, you don't have to do sun gazing. I wouldn't suggest you look right at the sun. But if you are looking at the sun or looking outside in the morning time and in the evening time, you might find that your eyes feel soothed, they feel comfortable, and less stressed, less strain around your eyeballs. So that's something really easy. So hack number two, and this is really simple. You can set yourself a reminder for this. I don't remember where I heard this. Maybe it was Raw of Earth. And I've done a couple of different eye health episodes, but this is a really simple hack. If you're working at your computer, every 20 minutes, take a 20-second break and look at something that is 20 feet away. It's the iHealth 20-20-20 rule. So every 20 minutes, if you're working at a computer screen, you know, that's usually a couple of feet away, take a 20-second break to look at something that's 20 feet away and just let your eyes sort of softly gaze at whatever this thing is that's 20 feet away. It will allow your eyes to rest. It will allow your vision to sort of self-correct. And you'll find, if you set your alarm and do this really regularly, you'll find that it's actually really soothing, that your eyes feel less tired and less strained, less dry. Again, this is free stuff, all free stuff. So do the 20-20-20 rule. As we keep cruising through this, I'm going to explain to you a really incredible hack for your phone to switch it into red tint. This is especially good in the evening time to shift your phone into red mode. Now, this is different than night mode, which is sort of a yellow or amber hue. When you switch your phone to red mode, it's a little less harmful on your eyes. This is especially useful in the evening time, and it's really simple to do. I'm going to walk you through step by step. If you're driving, don't do this, but if you're not driving, do this for your phone and create this shortcut so that when the sun goes down, if you don't have blue blocking glasses, you can switch your phone to a red tint that will minimize, it's not going to solve it, but it will minimize the amount of blue and green light exposure that you're getting from your devices, from your, most likely from your cell phone. So here's what you do. I'll go slow so you can follow along. So what you're going to do is go to set, this is on an iPhone. I assume most of you have an iPhone. I actually don't know what it is for Android. I'm not trying to be rude to the Android people, but here's how it goes. So you go to settings, and then after you go to settings, you go to accessibility, and then from accessibility, you'll go to display and text size, and then from display and text size, you're going to go to color filters. So you'll toggle on the color filter switch and then select color tint as your filter. The intensity and hue sliders should be in the far right position to get the full red screen effect. So move the controls on those if they're not already there. So you'll click on color filters, you'll go to color tint, and then you'll pick red and go all the way over. That's it. That's it. It is dramatic. It is like you are, you know, it's almost like, I'm trying to think of a movie, you know, reference. I can't think of one, but this will switch your phone into red mode. And again, it's more soothing for the eyes. It's going to be less likely to stimulate you in the evening time by reducing green and blue light exposure. So it will just emit only red light. So this will make it easier to use in dark environments and to maintain night vision without shocking your eyes. So here's how you make it easy. You'll create a shortcut for this red tint. So what you do is, if you want to go back and forth between your red tint and regular bright non-tinted screen, you can do what's called a triple click. So with the accessibility shortcut feature, you can triple click the side of your phone, home, or top button of your iPhone to switch between the standard screen and red tint. So you'll go to accessibility shortcut menu at the bottom of the accessibility setting and choose color filters from the list, and you're done. So it's settings, accessibility shortcut, color filters, and then you can enable options for switching directly to red mode. Pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. You can also add this to your control center on your phone when you do the, you know, top right swipe down. And then in order to do that, you go to settings, control center, accessibility shortcuts, and then you can put it there on your main screen. You can also do like Siri shortcuts and stuff like that. I don't have Siri. I'm too paranoid to have Siri enabled, but that's what I've done, is I've created a shortcut on my phone. That's it. Those are the three free hacks for eye health. You know, there are a million other hacks that you can do for your eye health, from supplements to blue blocking glasses to, you know, herbs, you know, doing alternating hot and cold compression on your eyes. Some of those are free, some of those are not free, but eye health is really important. And the more that we stare at screens, the more important it is for us to do what we can to save our eyes from being strained all the time, because most of us look at phones a lot of the day or computers. That's it. That's the episode for today. I hope you enjoy these. You know, I haven't had much feedback on these, and I really would love to hear what your thoughts are. Maybe reply to What's Up Wednesday. Then on Wednesday, when I send the newsletter, just reply there how much you're liking these short episodes. And if you're not receiving What's Up Wednesday, just go to seanmccormick.com and then click on the homepage and then add your email for What's Up Wednesday. What's Up Wednesday is the newsletter, 7,000 people and growing, and it's 5 bullet points. It's the episode link for that week's episode of the Optimal Performance Podcast. It's a health headline, something in the realm of health that you probably would benefit from knowing. Number 3 is a discount on some biohacking gear, some sort of supplement, some sort of exercise equipment, or something that I just really love that I've tested on myself or that I've tested with my clients. Number 4 is a powerful quote, something whether it's Stoicism or Terrence McKenna or, you know, bodybuilders from the 1960s, some sort of inspirational quote that I think is cool that I wanted to share with you. And then the 5th point is a little bit of a wild card. It's a conspiracy that you should know, like an actual conspiracy where two or more people got together to conspire against you. Not conspiracy theories, but actual conspiracy. So go ahead and join What's Up Wednesday newsletter. You can always email me, sean@seanmccormick.com, or send me a DM on Instagram @realseanmccormick. All right, hope this was helpful. Short, to the point. Try these things. Get the early sunlight. Get the late sunlight. Do the 20-second rule. Every 20 minutes, you take a 20-second break to look at something 20 feet away if you're looking working on a screen, and then use that red tint on your phone, and I would be willing to bet that your eyes feel a little bit better by the end of the day. All right, everybody, thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the internet.